And we are on.
Run for cover, motherfucker.
Yo, it's the third time, you bitch. I feel that, pass that touch, give me that stuff. Come on, boy, let me work this stuff. Pass that touch, come on, give me this stuff. I think you working with enough.
Misdemeanor on the floor, pretty boy, here I come. Pumps in the bunk, make you wanna hurt something. Pockets in your man, I don't have to set something. Hang about the window for me, Michael Jackson.
What's up, world? It is me, your girl, Miss Ayana Ebony with T-Girls.
Hey, what's happening?
We gotta get it, that's right.
Shake your ass to the stick.
That's right. Cause the boy got a twink. That's right.
Put it down for the street.
That's right. Hootie who, motherfucker? Hootie who? Who are you? Motherfucker? What are you?
Yes, baby. Shake.
What's up, y'all? New Orleans and surrounding areas. It is a get you some episode of T-Girl. Let's get it. As y'all know, we are getting closer to the it's normally not a very happy holiday for me, but I think I was queen by humbug of Valentine's, but I got my co-host ready for you. Lord Banks is here. Kira is preparing for her beating. Well, Katie, Mother Lola, she doing something for she gonna be doing. But everybody has been doing good, and I think everybody been feeling the love lately.
By the humble.
Oh, Lord said fuck them. I don't know. I'm just saying, speaking on the congregation. The weather is good up, and everybody's being a little test of love. I'm a sick. Love is crazy. If anything, y'all, like, motherfuckers. If I ever knew, I'd have been like, who's helping us something? Because Valentine's Day is not like, when I think about Valentine's Day, I think, you love somebody, give them a candy, and tell them, because I know when I was young, that was like Halloween to me, bitch. You knew you was popular if everybody came up and gave you a candy with the sucker on it, with the little card. You was that bitch. Like, you was the most popping thing. Now, if you come home and you only got two cards, something wrong. That means they don't like you at all. And I'm a person, like, I'm not even expected to get gifts on Valentine's Day. The only person who gave me a gift every year was my mother. True Jesus. It wasn't no man, y'all. I don't got no big papa. Nothing. So, bitch, I probably... But nah, one thing you could do, you can buy yourself Valentine's Day gifts. I think that's the cutest and funniest thing. Have you ever sent yourself flowers? Send yourself a letter to yourself and send yourself some flowers. Watch how you are. When it comes in the door, you will smile and everything like somebody else gave it to you. You're telling yourself, you're beautiful. I love you. You're so strong. You're confident. I love you. And you could just lie and say it's a secret in my
George
Blanche. Hit me up. Bitch, I'm sending y'all anything y'all need. Whatever y'all need. No tea, no shade. Call it what it is. I don't know. But if you want a little leprechaun or a cupid to come send you a gift for this year, I will show you guys to go check Mr. Spectacular's page. He's selling baskets as well. And they smell good. Actually, good. No, like, eight. I actually have one in here, y'all.
Would you hire somebody to be a date?
I'll be somebody's date to hire me. If I was going to like a big ass email and I want, if I want to fuck it up, I told you it smell good. If I want to fuck it up, and like, I have nobody to go with. Because I got money friends that could be like, okay, so let's go, you know, chill. But if I wanted taekwondo, run, I would. For energy purposes. Now, do you think that they're going to have to end it?
We do. I would be a baby.
How did you hire somebody for you? How did you hire somebody?
I'm fine.
No,
I wouldn't hire nobody.
So you wouldn't buy it. All right. No. You go to the Met Gala. You ain't got no man. You no friend to go. You wouldn't hire your finance man?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm a but that hoe gonna work for that. That bitch, he gotta hold my dress when I get out. He gotta open the door. When I eat, bitch, he gotta feed me. He gotta laugh at all my whack ass jokes. He gotta laugh dramatically. I will, y'all. I ain't got no shit in my game, bitch. Cause they took out some fine escorts. Oh God, y'all don't know. Rentman, go get y'all peace. It's there. You know, cause some people aren't lovely type of people. They might just want affection one day after week. And you know what, I have to go through all the shit that you gotta do to get the fucking affection and emotion. They have people out there who are professional, they giving you love. And for the single people, y'all might need to look into that. I'm just saying. Then you get to pick them from a list. It's kind of like you playing Deal or No Deal. I want box number 23, 22, 69, 71. I think y'all should. Or I could just let them all open their boxes and we can just do some real fun things. But get it, it's just one of the topics of today. Being a new you, innovating yourself is not a bad thing. I strongly believe it doesn't hurt to try new stuff. If something is not your norm, confirming to like, oh, I don't do this or I don't try this, it just makes you a dull girl. Like, affiliates, nigga. Anybody who see people, I don't give a fuck if you taking a violin class. Bitch, do you. Learn a violin. Learn a piano. Learn a ukulele. Take a sex class. Take a strip class. Make a candle. Make a soap. Make a dildo. Get your mold. Because a lot of people, I don't know, I see people and I think some people are scared to change. Like, they see something new and it scares them. I have like a cousin who's just like that. That bitch is scared to try something new, honey. But it's always worth it to try something and be different for once. Because we live in a world where in society and people, bitches get boring. After so long, it's like, girl, this bitch boring. I don't, you can't do this. All you want to do is just smoke and fuck. Which, that's not bad. But can we smoke fucking your crossword puzzle? Something, bitch. Like, girl, after so long of just smoking and fucking and smoking and fucking, smoking, fucking, 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 you're going, sooner or later, somebody's out of the park is going to look for something a little bit more. And then when they realize they ain't getting it, that's when the problem starts. That's when you know a bitch knocking at your door talking about, I'm the baby mama. So you gotta whoop that whole ass. Next thing you know, you're JP doing about 3 months. You should have stuffed a hole in this whole head and cut him up. Yeah, baby. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, what love. I heard Vicky Wine say that. Next one. If you're not doing something, you are nothing. That is so true. Say what?
I work on anything.
Huh?
What?
You talking about something? No,
you talking about
Valentine's.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
In life, you like you're supposed to find friends and people who are on the same pages and doing the same things that you're doing. So that basically your friends or whoever you're around, they understand what you do. See, like when you are a person who are 100% off the marker from the people you are surrounded by, they're always going to look at you like the different one. Or the one who's just like not fun to them. It's because me and this person really don't have anything coming at all to be friends. Like, no, nothing. I have some stuff people talk about. I just. Now I'm out here, and you're like, girl, why are we friends again? Especially that person's like opinions on stuff. Like, people like, oh no, that's not right. It's not for you to judge, but I'm just that person. I'm like, oh okay, wow. Why did I meet this on that day? How do we become friends again? And you got people who are just boring friends. We be like, girl. I love my friends, bitch. This is like an episode of Annie or something. Watching The Color Purple 3 times in a row. I know I'm old, bitch. I can sit down here. New Orleans, they... What do they say? Hang out? It's not like a hang out. Like, the girls are not going to Applebee's. And... talking about shit. It's like a sit down kiki, or it's like some type of like, oh, let's hang. Like, when boys be like, oh, I'm going over to chill. Ponderosa. Chill turns into, damn, I just went to the bathroom. We got all these clothes off. Oh, bitch, I went to the bathroom, came back. Oh, we got 3 other people in the room. Bitch, they was getting it in. Maybe y'all would have told me, you know, I just would have been well, you know. But. The New Orleans scene and the party or the hangouts, I don't want to say it always turn out sexual because it doesn't. But majority of the time, somebody's in the room is going to go fuck. It's like a room full of people you know. You're like, girl, they go in a party or go to a hangout situation and the first thing you do is you pick which one will be lucky. One, 2, 3 off of, bitch. But you be in there like, okay, I know I seen him online. Oh, that's that boy. I seen him too. Can I go with him? He telling me to come to the car. He trying to take me to a room. Fuck, he so nasty. He'll do it right here. Just be like 2 fuckets in a bucket. And you think, like, okay. Now, I'm a person where if you tell me, we're just all over here chilling. I'm going to come prepared for exactly what you're saying. So, bitch, if I knew this was a freak for all, bitch could have bought a harness, jockstrap, whip, whatever. Yeah, bitch, I came well with my little 1-2 bag, bitch. Like, I'm ready like SpongeBob. You know, when you go to one and you are not that girl, and you're like, oh, God, I did not come ready for this, bitch. Oh, no. That is when you are the Debbie Downer. And you don't do it on purpose, bitches. Like, girl, I didn't know. I thought we were gonna play like pity pad or spades. No, bitch, they pan beat back. Then you just sitting there like a nerd, cause you know I ain't come prepared for a bubblegum party, bitch. And I mean, laughing to happies. So make sure when y'all invite people, be a little bit more descriptive on what you guys will be doing for your entertainment value, cause. I don't know. Unless you got a, you know, special little outfit or something set aside for me or something. But these days, I don't even think gays have barbecues. No, they're too gay. They don't want to clean the meat, but they won't eat the meat. Right around. Them hoes ain't using no grill, because they're already so hot, because bitch, you high as fuck, and you trying to do something real nasty with that meat. Ooh. But that's another thing. Next topic. Oh, shit. My first love. Now, everybody, I think, should be able to remember their first time falling in love with someone. I'm talking about real love. Some people, it was young. It was like... Could have been. Mine actually was very young. I was in kindergarten. And I kissed this boy named Christopher Mitchell, bitch. And kissed Daniel. Oh, I said the wrong name. Oh. Well. Yeah, I was real young. And me and the boy used to come meet at school every day. We'll sit next to each other at lunch every single day. Hater. Cause I was in love. I was a young lover, 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 lover. You know, I wasn't trying to kiss Tom, Dick, and Harry then. You know, I ain't become a whore until after high school. Shout out to LW. Now my first adult love. Oh, Randy. His boy named Randy. And then I found out Randy was related to me. Horrible experience. I met him, girl. He was so cute. This black boy girl with these goals. He was just everything. And then I went to his house. And after, we didn't have sex. We just like fooled around. I was looking at the pictures in the living room. And it's a picture of my grandmother. I don't know why. And he was like, oh, man, we cousins. We can't do this. I don't know you guys. I ain't never been to a day in my life with my grandma pictures in here. And I passed him on to one of my friends like a week later. Because it was like, Because I went, my dad was like, that's this one cousin, this. And once I knew who your mom was, I wasn't going to risk in the incest thing. But that was my first love. After that was Travis. It's to me, it's considered incest. Like, I don't believe in having sex within the gay family. Let alone, you know, like, that's my gay family don't. I couldn't see me another of my gay brothers or sisters playing. I just don't see when you go into a category of family member. I don't see you in that type of way, no matter how. And I got some hot ass uncles. But bitch, you would never. Get me. No. Because you're my uncle. Now, we can play with the boys now, bitch. Ooh, we can flip a tipper, rip a tipper. But, bitch, towards us, like, in that infatuation type of thing. But you shouldn't be like that with your friend, period. Not that close up front. That's like me and Mother Coco, bitch. Talking some, let's get it on. Some shit just don't look right. Now, I done seen now. I've had gay cousins who was like from another state or something, and I probably crushed daddy on them like that. But I don't want to be at the picnic with my brother. I mean, my brother is brother, and brother, at the family reunion. That was just always awkward. Y'all, that's not awkward, it was. Or like, that's just like you going somewhere and you're working, like, hey, this is my best friend. Casual? Ooh. Fuck. I done fucked this boyfriend last week. Oh, God, this is horrible. This is not gonna be. You gotta sit there and act like you don't know. Oh, bitch, like you don't know nothing. If you know what it be, I'm gonna say because I was in that one type of situation. I kissed this boy, bitch. He had kept messing with me. He came, picked me up from work one day and kissed me. The guy did not want to tell my boyfriend, bitch. I said, he's gonna leave me as soon as I go. So I'm like, I'm gonna keep this one, take this one to the grave. Next week later, he's telling me one of his good old friends that invited him over for a dinner. Bitch, pull up to the apartment complex. I'm like, it's an apartment complex. Well, I used to smoke a lot of weed then, y'all. So I was like, this looks so familiar. We went through the gate. Yeah, this stuff like so familiar. You want to go inside? Go to the door, bitch. It's the boys' house. Okay, y'all, how I got caught, honestly. The boy, his eyes got so big when he seen me, bitch. I'm like, don't say nothing. Why I left my favorite jacket at the boy's house. And the boy put it in his closet and hung it in the closet. So I guess till he seen me, And my boyfriend at the time was taking me and his jacket and putting it in the closet. So I hate that the boy like had like a closet right by the front door. Goes in and he sees KAWK cheerleading coach. Love is the new one. I'm mentally wealthy. My boyfriend come out from the front door part, and I'm talking to all the other people with the jacket. I play with the honey. Why is your jacket? That's my friend would say. Spark up. I thought you never met him before. I did the ultimate stunt. I blamed down my best friend. It's the egg, Miss Al. Miss Al, am I taking a call? She probably used it. You know somebody named Al? Do you know somebody named Al? And I was like, yeah, I know Al, yeah. So I slid through on that one, bitch. But girl, after that, I have never had a cheat ball.
You cheated?
He found, no, I didn't cheat. I kissed this boy. And I was like, this boy, but I stopped and was like, I need to go home. This is not right. And I left my jacket at the boy's house. My friend was like, let's go. My friend had a little dinner with some of our friends. It just so happened, his best friend was my boyfriend. I just didn't know. That was awkward.
I
want to
see you.
I asked that question. And I wondered in my head, was like, did he know? Because we met like all March, like somewhere. And, his approach was always like, I told him I had a boyfriend with the whoop. Now he never directly was like, can I see a picture of your boyfriend? Above all, he had a boyfriend. I didn't give too much about into what was the situation was. And I held that secret still till today.
They're integral.
Well, me and the motherfucker not together now, but bitch. Now you know. But we didn't have sex, we just kissed. A little. No. It wasn't even no tongue type of situation. It was like biting on the neck type of situation.
But if it's not enjoyable.
Bitch, I have worn turtleneck in the summertime, bitch. I had that picture. But y'all, don't cheat. Because you're going to get caught.
What does it mean?
It's going to happen. Who was your first love?
Your value. My first love.
Did he have big feet? Shout out to the boys with the big feet. I love you. Bobby.
I was more of a crazy.
What is it like? Write a note. I love you because type of love.
No,
we
were both grown for like 22, 23.
Oh, you was late.
Nobody loves me.
Oh.
Every time we got boyfriends.
Because it's love, like that type of love compared to the young teenage love is totally different. Like, we thought love was like, oh, he's so sweet and nice to me. He loves you. Bitch. 21? It was a drought.
What do you mean you were a great love? It was my first, like, infatuation with person.
You couldn't let him go.
Yeah,
I know that feeling. I was
like, I was really stalking.
Shout out to the stalker hoes. Shout out to the stalker bitches. I have attested. Girl, I pulled
it.
You did the Walmart stuff too? Bitch. I'm in a deli, bitch, ordering all type of stuff I don't even need, bitch. Oh, girl, that was the best. When you think about some of the stuff you did for love, baby.
Oh, it's so crazy. Like, he left one time, like a whole week. Didn't text,
called,
didn't say
he could do nothing.
I broke into his apartment.
I believe it.
I
took
a ladder, put it up in the window.
Like,
I know
he kept it on lock. Like, I said, man, I knew when we had broke up one time, there was no way to hurt him because it was like I wouldn't hurt him because I loved him too much. So I was like, what can I do to even this pain, you know, the feeling? And all I thought about was that the one thing that he worshipped the most was that fucking car. So it was like, oh, I'm about to do this. So me and my friend bucked my ass up, went to his job. I scratched the car. Ran back in the car, jumped in the car. My friend said, you feel good yet? I said, no. I said, well, do something else to it. I go to kicking the bitch, girl. Trying to kick the window, girl. I was so small and fragile, bitch. I didn't break the window. I had to go get something out of his trunk to break the window. Broke the window. Went back to the car. He said, you feel good now? I said, no. He said, pull this in his car. Liquid fire. I poured that shit in the car and the fabric caught fire. I thought it was going to, like, stain his, you know, car seat. No, bitch, this is like battery acid, bitch. All I remember getting a phone call, him saying something happened with his sound system. His whole entire car burned out. And I'm sitting there, all this down bad. Because it wasn't my intention to blow up nobody's car, bitch. It was just some liquefied stuff. My friend said to pour in the thing. So, bitch, I poured it and it blew his car up. I hope he's not listening. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I owe you a car when my money could get up. When my money get up, I got you, dog. I'm going to treat you to a car, bitch, because I want. Oh, did I just admit to arson? No, it wasn't arson. So it wasn't fire. It was liquid. It just so happened to be combustible and blew up. But we all know that we do crazy things for love, and we all know.
My first love.
He is yours forever, so.
My first love is a boy named Epic Mason.
Oh, you don't have to say their name, bro. They're gonna pop you.
Absolutely.
Epic Peterson.
We go to the high school together. All we wanna do is party. My first love is a stupid ass studio.
He was a what? Y'all, she says every astrology same thing. Like, she loves Castrolos. What's it called? She's a book reader. Ask Siri ass bitch. You do. You ask Siri everything. Alright, not really my turn, but hey, Ross could have been another giggle. High school, I was more aware about being famous than boys in high school. I was only 16, so bitch, I ain't get to have no fun in high school. No nasty shit. That happened when I went to college. Shout out to Southern University. Come on, Kim. Give it to me, Kim. Kim. Fields. In a one red coat. Don't you know it? Bitch, I used to be all infused. You can tell me nothing about that Lakim song. Shake up the dice, throw down the ice, bet it off, yeah, fuck the price. And we got into our 30 minutes in time and in on y'all with tea, girls. Things new. The Rebellion is also still running, still growing, and building and learning to create the best overall experience for people who want to be a part of the association, the ball house, the badge system, the merchandising, everything. For information, you can contact me, you got Yanni B, aka Ayana Ebony, BKA TSD homie. Get your wiggle. BKA Top Picky Pop Pop for more info. What's good news for the cast members? Make sure y'all go check out Mother Lola's song. Bitch, I'm out the melt featuring the one, the only Flip Set Fred. RIP to him, and we send our condolences. This Valentine's Day, Coachella is having a couples dancing event. I definitely will be there in full support mode. It's a dance class, basically, where Chella and a few other people will be teaching dance techniques and just teaching couples how to work together and be a better one-on-one. Also, Spectacular will be selling his products there. So if you want to get you a cute gift there and learn some new little Chella, Bella dance moves, y'all know what to do. Telling you guys, happy Valentine's Day and love the ones that you love. And always remember, that's what Valentine's is about. Letting the people know that you love them the most. Stay blessed. No stress. And if you need some dick, I know who the best. Peace, blessings, love. And also remember, if you cannot love yourself, you can never get anybody else to love you. It's me, Yanni B with T-Girls, telling y'all keep your head up, keep your head dropped, and chocolate feet stay. Thank you, guys.